that's the necessity of love, or why is love important. Let's move on now to the nature of love, verses 4 to 7, or what does love look like? Well, verses 4 to 7 give us a description of love and mention 15 different characteristics of it. Seven of these are positive when we're told what love is. For example, love is patient. And eight of these are negative, where we're told what love is not. For example, love is not self-seeking. When we read these verses, we see that love encompasses both attitude and action. So love is not just something that you feel, but something that you do. So let's look at these in turn. First of all, love is patient. Love enables us to be patient with others, to put up with difficult people, to relate to them without complaining or flying off the handle when they do something that we don't like, or when they don't do something that we would like them to do. In some versions of the Bible, the word for patience is long-suffering, bearing with people for the long haul. The Apostle Paul brings up this subject of patience in some of his other letters. For example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, he directs his readers to be patient, bearing with one another in love. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, he exhorts us to be patient with everyone. How do you become patient? By growing in love. Love is kind and does not envy. Kindness is being generous in our behavior towards others. It encompasses the idea of ministering in a useful way to people, doing something that makes a positive difference in their lives. This means that we'll look for ways to do good to them and to bless their lives. How might you use kindness to show your love for God and for others? The practical outworking of this will be different from person to person, but as we extend kindness to other people, let's make sure that we're doing it out of love for God and for them, and not to make ourselves feel better, for example. Remember, love is an attitude as well as an action. And love does not envy. We've just seen that love involves being generous in our behavior towards people, but it also involves being generous in our opinion of them. So when you see others having things that you don't have, for example, spiritual gifts or ministry opportunities, material possessions, work promotion, children, or no children as the case may be, or if you see them succeeding where you have failed, that's the rub, isn't it? What is your response? Do you feel envious of them? Or does your love for God and for them enable you to be genuinely pleased at their success? Love does not envy. Let's grow in love. Love does not boast and it's not proud. In other words, when we're talking about love not boasting, what it's really saying is, don't be a windbag. Don't always be talking about yourself and your achievements. Someone has likened this to being a missionary to the Wenai people. Have you heard of them? The Wenai people. W-H-E-N-I. Wenai did this. When I did that, when I achieved the next thing. Pastor and author Alan Redpath said this: when a man, or a woman, begins to boast, he is advertising his emptiness and his ignorance. There is no swagger about love. It is too big for that. And love is not proud. While boasting refers to particular behavior or action, Being proud is more to do with attitude. Someone who is proud or arrogant has an overinflated view of himself or herself, and it's not unusual for this attitude then to result in boasting. A proud person is not a humble person. The Apostle Peter, in his first letter to the church, says this: clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If you have a proud, arrogant attitude, you're not on the same side as God. But if you have a humble attitude, he will give you good things you don't deserve. How much better to be humble than to be proud? How not to be proud? Grow in love. Love is not rude. Have you ever met a rude person? You know the kind I mean. Ill-mannered, butts into your conversation, doesn't offer a please, thank you, or sorry, or even well done. Another way of describing this type of person is someone who is out of order in the way that he or she relates to others. And this can be an evidence of an underlying attitude of disregard or even scorn for others. We've all met people like that. But how would you respond if you were to ask yourself, am I like that? You know, I am, sometimes. In conversation, I have an unfortunate tendency to start speaking before the other person finishes. Now, that's rude. And every time I do this, I'm not operating in love. But I'm working on it. Love is not self-seeking. Now, this description doesn't mean that we don't pay attention to our own legitimate interests or we neglect ourselves. What it's meaning really is that we shouldn't be insensitive to the needs of others by being self-absorbed or self-focused. In other words, love is unselfish, and it turns its attention to other people. Self-absorption is unhealthy on a number of different levels. And one of the best ways of dealing with it is to take a genuine interest in other people. Grow in love.